All right, so good afternoon, Dr. Schultzman. First of all, I just want to say it's a great presentation. Thank you for having this interview with us. And could you please briefly share the presentation you brought at ID Week to our audience back in China?
Sure. What we did is we implemented a blood culture algorithm in our emergency department to see what the effects of it were on blood culture rates in the emergency room on those patients.
Okay, and could you elaborate on the current challenges in ID diagnostic and how do your practical approaches address those issues?
Sure. So, you know, currently, I think how a lot of people practice is patients have a fever or a high white blood cell count and they automatically get every single test. They get blood, they get urine, they get sputum, they kind of get chest x-rays. And really, I think what we're trying to do is say, what is the pretest probability that the patient has bacteremia. If the patient's presenting with something like simple cellulitis or cystitis, or even isolated fever without any concern for sepsis, you know, how likely is it that patient is going to be bacteremic? And the answer is that in those clinical scenarios, it's actually quite low, less than 5-10%. And so what is your true yield of getting that blood culture? A lot of times you're more likely to get a contaminant, which is going to cause more harm, arguably, to the patient than actually getting any meaningful use information. So what we really are asking is, you know, think about the pretest probability by using the algorithm and then ordering it based on that probability of bacteremia.
Thank you. And for the last question, looking forward, what advancements or innovations do you anticipate in the field of ID diagnostic, and how can professionals prepare to adapt those changes?
Yeah, you know, I really like that the Shea Compendium Group put out an entire guideline on diagnostic stewardship, because I think this is where a lot of us are going. We see that, you know, there is a lot of harm by just sending a lot of tests out and really not knowing what to do with them or why we're doing it. And so I'm really happy that this is an area of active research and innovation. And I think for us, you know, we've used this algorithm, but I think for future studies, what we want to do is kind of build this into the EMR or the electronic medical record. We don't want it to be someone using a piece of paper, having to think about it. We want this to be more, hardwired, if you will, into those order sets.